Corporation station.
He is so good.
Each week here on Something to Believe In, Reverend Tommy Mounts presents to you a program of encouragement and blessing with uplifting music and a life-changing message from the Word of God. And now, here's Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy.
There'll be no graves on the hillsides of glory. There'll be no pain on streets of pure gold. There'll be no tears in her eyes in that throne room. There'll be no graves on the hillsides of home. I've lost a loved one. Well, I know you have too. No, we don't know the answer, but God's word said it's true. We're still full of questions, still caught off of guard. When we drive to the graveside and our loved ones let down, but there'll be no graves on the hillsides of glory. There'll be no pain on streets of pure gold. There'll be no tears in her eyes in that throne room. There'll be no graves on the hillsides of home. Why, you know life on this old earth, why, it's very short at its very best. You see, we're gonna run out of living in these fragile old tents. But there's a brighter day, it's coming in that land of no night, where we'll be present just with Jesus. And you know, then everything's gonna be alright. Oh, there'll be no graves on the hillsides of glory. There'll be no pain on streets of pure gold. And there'll be no tears in her eyes in that throne room. There'll be no graves on the hillsides of home.
Yes, sir, there'll be no graves on the hillsides of glory. I want to read something to you here in the 24th chapter of Matthew's gospel. And I think that we're living in the days of sorrow. I think that we're living in a time when Jesus is soon coming. Listen what it says in chapter 24 of Matthew. I'm going to begin to read in the fourth verse. And Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come to me in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not troubled, for all these things must come to pass. But at the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famine and pestilence and earthquakes in divers places. All these are the beginning of sorrow. I believe that we're living in a time of sorrow. We've lived in a terrible time this week. We want to remember those people in prayer, remember all those refuge and everything. I don't know how you feel about it, but I would hate to be in their position today. But thank God I'm not. I've got a good home, a good I sleep good at night. I've got a good bed. I got a roof over my head. I was wanting to do that song, Thank You, Lord, for the Blessings on Me, but I don't have that one. So let's go right back and do this song. But this is Thanksgiving season, and we got a whole lot to be thankful for. And if you don't think so, just look around. Look at your children and look at your home and look at your job. You may not have all these things, but thank God we're well and on foot. That means a whole lot. And I'm so glad that this Thanksgiving season I can say, thank you, Lord, for the many blessings upon me.
He's the one who touched a blind man's eyes that day upon the street. And I watched him as he healed a crippled man or twisted broken feet. And he loved the little children. I can see them as they sat upon his knee. Oh, how can they hurt him? This man's so wonderful to me. Mama, see the man. It looks like to me he's crying. Mama, see the man. In a few more minutes he'll be dying. As we walked along the shores of Galilee,
he's such a good man.
It's all so confusing to me. He's the one who walked upon the sea. I was watching from the shores. Tell this lady, leave this place and go and sin no more. And all I ever knew of him was doing good for people just like me. I just don't understand it. In the distance, three tall crosses I can see. Mama, see the man, it looks like to me he's crying. Mama, see the man, in a few more minutes he'll be dying. He's the one who fed us as we walk along the shores of Galilee.
Good man,
it's all so confusing to me.
Mama, see the man,
it looks like to me he's crying.
Mama, see the man,
in a few more minutes he'll be dying.
Mama, see the man. Why did Jesus weep at the tomb of Lazarus? That's been, I've heard a lot of preachers explain that, try to explain it. But he was a man just like me. He was bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh. He felt the pain. He felt the suffering. He knows every tear you cry. And he knows the way you feel. And he's a man with great compassion. And every time I go to see Martha, it just breaks my heart to go there and see her. And she murmurs now, and I'll tell you, I need your prayers, and she needs your prayers. It's hard for people like that, but I have people in my radio audience that I could call their names, and I really have great compassion for you, and I love you, and I appreciate you. I appreciate what you mean to this broadcast. And I appreciate you. I know the people appreciate you helping to support this broadcast, because it's important to a whole lot of people this morning. So let's go right now and listen to this song, and I'll be right back in just a moment.
They were tears in my father's eyes. And who put the tears in the eyes of the lamb? Who plowed the head with thorns till it bled of the great I
remember Martha, how she used to sing. She sang over at the home, but she's got so she can't do that any longer. But anyhow, that's the way I want to remember Martha. She was a great singer and a great helper here on this broadcast. And I know that you miss her, and I know that you're praying for her. And I've got a lot of people in my listening audience that I need to pray for. So don't never think that Brother Tommy is not praying for you. I need your prayers. I need to be strengthened, and with your prayers, we can carry this broadcast right on. This is something to believe in, and during my time of this ministry, if you can't find something to believe in, then, my friend, it's not my problem, because I'm doing everything possible to get this broadcast into the homes by internet and around the world to people who need to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. Well, many years ago, I did a song and for Mr. John Moore. You remember John Moore? He passed, and I had his funeral. But a lot of your loved ones have gone on. So let's do this song in memory of them, and then I'm going to go into the message and close the broadcast out. So let's go right now and listen to this song that I did especially for Mr. John Moore many years ago, and I'm going to do it for you today. And happy Thanksgiving to you.
Lock me up in a prison and throw away the key. Now take away all my vision from these eyes. Now can see. Deprive me of the food I eat, and even bind my hands and feet. But as long as I know Jesus, then I can still go free. But I could still go free. What kind of man would reach down could still go free. throne into doldrums of an earthly man. Feel the pain of flesh, flesh and bone. Then the later trod a lonely path that would lead to Calvary, where the blood red stains they broke all of the chains that I could steal. Go free, that I could still go free. What kind of man would reach down his hand and do this for me?
In Psalms chapter 73, let's look at this just for a little bit. We make the statement so many times, why do bad things happen to good people? Well, you know, I'm not the only one who is in that mindset. We go to the book of the Psalmist David in Psalm 73, and let us begin to read just a very small portion of what David is speaking here in the 73rd Psalms. Truly, God is good to Israel, even to such as are of a clean heart. But as for me, my feet were almost gone. My steps had well nigh slipped, for I was envious at the foolish when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. Why does good things happen to bad people? Well, a lot of times we wonder about that. I think that the number one problem is we wonder, why does the sinner succeed? Why do they have so much prosperity? Well, it teaches us one good lesson, that God is no respecter of person. Always remember that God's hand is upon you. God is always guiding your pathway, and he's always lighting the path that you need to walk in. I said that last Sunday, that the steps of the good man is ordered by the Lord. And we cannot go through life trying to understand everything. As a matter of fact, the Bible said the secret things belong to God. Only those things that have been revealed belong to you and I. I know that many times I watched a saint of God, how that faithful they've been to God, and how that they suffer, and how they have pain and have suffering and have heartache. But the Bible again says many would be the afflictions of the children of God, but God or our Lord would deliver us from them all. And deliverance comes in many, many different ways. And we wonder why that the number one problem of the sinner is so successful. And the number two problem would be, why does the saints have to suffer? Well, David spoke about that here in the 73rd Psalm. Because the Bible began to speak in verse 13, he talked about a cleansed man. He said, verily, I have cleansed my heart in vain. I have washed my hands in innocency. You see, David was beginning to say, well, all this I've done, but what good has it done me? And you know, we've all been there. I mean, when bad times come, and when suffering comes, and it seemed like nothing but heartache on top of heartaches come, we possibly say the same thing. After all, that word "why" deals in every one of our hearts and our minds. Even our Lord from the cross cried, why? Why, God, hast thou forsaken me? And you know, many times we feel, even though that we try to walk right, we try to do everything that pleases God,
and we have been cleansed from our sin, then, my friend, we still ask the whys. But let's not ask why, God. Just remember that you've been cleansed from all sin. We should rejoice in that. Rejoice in knowing that sins have been forgiven. The Apostle Paul said, if I glory, let me glory in the cross. But you'll not find another man in the Bible who suffered any more than Paul, the great apostle. If Christ suffered, yes, he did suffer in the body. He suffered in agony in the garden. He did have all the right ways of saying, why, God, hast thou forsaken me? But yet the Bible said, he said that my spirit is indeed willing, my flesh is weak. So it shows us that we're only flesh. As long as you're in this flesh, my friend, we're going to have that warfare of suffering and of pain and of heartache. But notice also in verse 13, he said, verily I've cleansed my heart in vain, and I've washed my hands in innocency. In 14, for all the days long have I been plagued and chastened every morning. If I say I will speak thus, behold, I should offend against the generation of my children. So in all of this, David said, we must continue to be committed to God. We must continue to be committed to God. I preach a sermon on why do we quit on God? Well, my friend, there's a lot of reasons. But in verse 14, you'll find that David even felt that he had been cursed of God. And in the old Bible, you'll read the Deuteronomic law. They believe that if you've done good, God bless you. If you've done evil, God curse you. You remember that Job made the statement when Job was going through every trial and every tribulation that could be given to any man. 10 caskets set in the living room just one time. All the cattle's gone, the sheep's gone, everything. And his wife said, why don't you curse God and die? And here's what he said. Though God slay me, yet I'm going to serve him. I came naked into the world, and naked shall I return. Blessed be the name of my God. You see, because he's a cleansed man, a committed man, but sometimes we feel like that we have been cursed of God. But remember, my friend, these are things that only happen to us because we are in this flesh. It was when I got my life right, things really went wrong. My, how many times have I heard that statement? A lot of people have tried and failed. A lot of people have tried and shipwrecked. I mean, they have given their life to God. They're trying to walk with God, trying to do everything. And the devil has thrown everything in their path. And sure enough, he showed a stumbling block along, and they have failed. Because, you see, they become a chastened man. But remember this. The Bible said that God chastened those that he loves. I've been taken out behind the barn many times. I've been given a good licking by the gospel. I've had to take a pill a lot of time. It was the gospel, because the gospel of Jesus Christ is what can make us whole. And there's nothing says that we cannot be chastened of God. He's never said we wouldn't have a pain, wouldn't have a heartache. I said that a while ago. Why did Revelation say that he wipe every tear from our eye? Because he sees our tears, he sees our suffering, he sees our pain. He said to Moses, go down Egypt and tell my people, I have heard their cry, I have seen their suffering, I have seen their pain, but I have sent you also to bring deliverance. So this morning, I've got a word of encouragement for you, my friend. Look up, because if God be for you, there's no power that can stand against you. God could prevent all this from happening. He could prevent me from having any problem at all. He could just step in and even cause the trees of the babbling brooks and the rocks and the stream to really come to my support. So therefore, then why doesn't he? Well, I don't know. I don't have that answer, but I do know that God loves you. God cares about you. As long as God loves me and God cares about me, I have nothing else to worry about, because I'm in the hands of God, and he's got great big hands, and he can take care of every one of my problems.
Went back to the place where I used to go. Today I saw some old friends that I used to know. Now when they ask me what has happened, I try to tell them, thanks to Calvary,
come here anymore. Thanks to Calvary, I'm not the man I used to be. Thanks to Calvary, things are different than before.
Boys, you don't have to run and hide from your daddy now, because you see you got a brand new daddy now.
Thanks to Calvary, we don't live here anymore. Thanks to Calvary, I'm not the man I used to be. Thanks to Calvary, things are different than before. And as the tears flows down my face, I try to tell them.
Fathers, we come to the close of the broadcast today. We're so thankful that we have been able to be thy spokesman. We've been able to reach out across the airways to the Miracle Radio and into the homes, the convalescent places, the penitentiaries, wherever men and women are, to bring a word of encouragement. We know that these are discouraging times, that people on every hand are suffering financially. They're suffering for jobs and homes being lost and earthquakes. And Lord, it just seemed like everything is happening. Haiti, we always want to remember those folks over there, and people even in their own country suffering pain and heartache is on the way. But we're so thankful today that this is a day the Lord hath made, and that we can rejoice and be glad in it, because if you be for us, there's no power that can stand against us. Thank you for those that you've given to stand with me, that we might continue to maintain this broadcast of Something to Believe In, because people need to realize there is something to believe in. Well, neighbor, we certainly do appreciate you. We thank you. If you need a tape or anything that we can do, or like for us to come to your church and speak, well, if you would call us, maybe we can get it into our schedule. Love to come and be with you. But we're so glad that we can sit here and encourage you with the Word of God and a beautiful song. Martha, also a great part of this ministry, and I appreciate her. Well, we thank you. Pray for us. We'll be praying for you. But until the same time next Sunday, may God bless you and yours. That is my humble prayer.
Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounts returns next week at this same time. It's Tommy's sincere desire that today's program has brought encouragement and blessing. Please take time just now to write and include a generous offering, as your giving makes it possible for Something to Believe In to continue on this and other stations. Today's broadcast and or music tapes by Tommy and Martha are available by request. Simply include your request along with your offering when writing to Reverend Tommy Mounts, HC80, Box 36, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951.